visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the family, a proclamation to the world, increase your faith in God and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Marriage is ordained of God. Prophets, apostles, and leaders continue to solemnly proclaim that marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and that the family is central to the Creator's plan. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "A family built on the marriage of a man and woman supplies the best setting for God's plan to thrive. Neither we nor any other mortal can alter this divine order of matrimony." Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, said, "Everyone, no matter what their marital circumstance or number of children, can be defenders of the Lord's plan described in the Family Proclamation. If it is the Lord's plan, it should also be our plan." Elder Christofferson continued, "Some of you are denied the blessing of marriage for reasons including a lack of viable prospects, same-sex attraction, physical or mental impairments, or simply a fear of failure. Or you may have married, but that marriage ended. Some of you who are married cannot bear children. Even so, everyone can contribute to the unfolding of the divine plan in each generation." Additional scriptures. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. Doctrine and Covenants section 49, verses 15 and 17. Living stories. Brother Larry M. Gibson, former first counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, remembered when Shirley, now his wife, said, "I love you because I know you love the Lord more than you love me." That answer struck my heart, and I wanted her to always feel that I love the Lord above all else. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught, "The Lord Jesus Christ is the focal point in a covenant marriage relationship. Imagine that the Savior is positioned at the apex of a triangle, with a woman at the base of one corner and a man at the base of the other corner. Now, consider what happens in the relationship between the man and the woman as they individually and steadily come unto Christ and strive to be perfected in Him. Because of and through the Redeemer, the man and the woman come closer together. Consider this. How am I individually and steadily striving to come unto Christ?" End of visiting teaching message. Marriage is ordained of God. Read by Jane Wise.